The spirit of Lent. We are keeping the spirit of Lent, the spirit of surrendering something we desire very much. So we wait and we deny ourselves even the smallest of joys, hoping that our sacrifice won't go unnoticed by God. And yet, here we are, full of a sadness that can't be destroyed, full of a sadness that could tear this page in two. A sadness that would spill over our cup, making it run full, not with joy, but with sorrow too bitter for drinking. And yet, isn't that where we are? Isn't that where we stand? Before the cross, asking not to drink from this cup, but swallowing it down if it can't be avoided. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done. The prayer I've prayed 1,000 times, neither understanding why I should pray it, nor really desiring to pray it at all, but feeling compelled nonetheless to believe in its goodness and power and truth, and mouthing the words like a chant in the dark, hoping it might yet let loose a stray shred of light.